Good afternoon, West Liberty. You're listening to 91.5 WGLZ. We are passionately vocal. Today I have two guests with me from the Learning and Student Development Center, Professor Chris McPherson and Yafeo Rouget, who's a grad assistant in the Learning and Student Development Center. So we're going to get a quick interview in with them. We'll start off with Professor McPherson. Just first, how long have you been working in the Student Development Center?
So I started in this role in this summer, so it was in July. I worked here previously in the Housing and Student Life Office as an area coordinator. So I left, went to another institution, and decided that it was the best option for me to come back here this summer. So I've only been in the Learning Center since this past summer, but have worked at West Liberty in the past so this would be about my fourth year working at West Liberty.
So then how did you get into the Learning Student Development Center?
Well, it was just a job opportunity there, and I've always been interested in assisting students in their academic journeys. So whatever challenges they may be experiencing in the classroom or even outside of the classroom, that's always been a passion of mine within higher education. So when this opportunity presented itself, I thought it would be a great way to kind of expand my toolkit in the student services realm. So that's why I'm here.
So then with the, you said you help the students and that's where you have a passion for that. How could these students here at West Liberty use the center to their favor and their, what possibilities do they have in it?
Yeah, so within the Learning and Student Development Center, we have, a few different, well, more than a few. We have multiple areas where students can seek some assistance. And within that, we have peer tutoring services. So we have students helping students, kind of, I always say, is help people help themselves in the end. So we have multiple courses each semester, various courses where we offer peer tutoring services. Use is typically out of the math and science courses, and to supplement that, we have what we call math and science labs, which are in typically in the evenings where students can just kind of drop in. So this semester we have math lab from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and we have the science lab from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday. So students can drop into those, and those are for select courses. So if anybody ever has any questions about the availability of those and the courses that are offered for that assistance, they can either stop by the Learning and Student Development Center in Main Hall 147, reach out to me my email, which is a pretty long email. It's christopher.mcpherson@westliberty.edu, but you can just call me Chris. And so that's one of the services that we offer. In addition to that, our office, through our director, Bridget Dawson, also accessibility services. So students that may be looking for classroom accommodations, for academic accommodations, those services come through our office, as well as career services. Also, Bridget oversees that portion. And we also do some academic advising for undeclared majors. So that's all part of kind of what happens within the center. And beyond all of that, we just try to offer an inviting atmosphere, a welcoming atmosphere. So if anybody's ever interested, we always have snacks around. We've got soda, we've got water, and we also have some gathering areas as well. So we've got some couches and some areas that we have students, usually that are commuters, that'll kind of stop by in between classes and kind of hang out. So it's not just for trying to get that help with your academics, but we also try to just be a welcoming environment to anybody that's looking for a place to be in between classes or just to find a home on campus. So
with the labs you said with your science and math mm-hmm. classes, do you have like full-time tutors down there, or will professors come down and help during those lab times, or?
No, all of our services are peer services, so students helping students. Now, the students, as they may need to, or they can coordinate with instructors to make sure that they're on the right page with what's going on in the class. They can ask for any assistance with maybe notes that may help supplement the work they're doing with their peers already. And we also offer the opportunity for our tutors, if they need to go back into the classroom for a you know, for a course, you know, if they just need a refresher on something because it's, you know, maybe a course that, you know, maybe they took three semesters ago and there's a specific item within that course that they're just, they just need a refresher on as a, you know, as a course progresses through that time in the semester. So, yeah, our tutors and I as well, you know, try to communicate with the instructors as much as possible to provide a relevant and current service within the tutoring area.
You answered pretty much all the questions in that saying right there. That's impressive.
Try to be thorough.
That's very impressive. When we get back from the break here, you do have your grad assistant Yafue. Did I say it? Yafeo Rouget. My fault there.
That's the one.
So we'll get to him on. He's a grad assistant in the Learning Student Development Center. Correct.
That's correct.
Okay, so once we get back from the break, we'll interview him. We'll ask him a couple questions and what his job is in there. Welcome back. You're listening to 91.5 WGLZ, and I'm here with two guys from the Learning and Student Development Center, Professor Chris McPherson and Yafeo Rouget. So Yafeo is actually a grad assistant in the Student Learn Development Center, correct?
Yes, sir.
So with that, what's your role in the center?
Yeah. So maybe I could begin by saying, you know, what academic coaching is. Mm-hmm. So academic coaching is basically like a one-on-one process in which we help students examine their academic concerns, you know, and their perceived barriers to success, right? So specifically what I do is I work with students, and what I do is I assess their strengths and weaknesses, and then we devise a personalized plan of action to help them alleviate some areas of concerns that they might be having, right? So in terms of, you know, what potential areas of concern I may be concerned with, there's things like time management, so other things like procrastination, which everyone suffers from,
yeah,
right? Also things like preparing for exams and tests, right? Finals week is in literally about a month and a half, right? So we have to get ready for finals. Also things like note-taking, studying, and just generally helping students become better students for themselves, mm-hmm, right? So in terms of things like maybe time management, I know there are a lot of student athletes on campus. So then you have responsibilities to academics and also athletics. So if these are things students are struggling with, they can come into me and I can help them out with
so
that.
So do you get a lot of student athletes there?
Actually, I have my special first appointment
with a student
tomorrow.
Athlete.
Yeah, so I'm excited and I'm happy because it you know, it's time for me to, you know, put my game face on,
yeah,
and actually, you know, do what I have to do. So I'm excited.
So when did you realize that you were maybe interested in helping other students out? Or?
Well, to be honest, I'm Chris McPherson. We worked previously down at Wheeling Jesuit, mm-hmm, formerly known as Wheeling, yeah, Jesuit, Wheeling University currently. And he selected me to be a resident assistant, right?
Okay.
And that was a moment in my life where I was kind of thinking, I don't know what I want to do once I graduate, mm-hmm, right? But that senior year where I was chosen as a resident assistant, it really pushed me into thinking, you know what? I want to be able to work with other students. I want to be able to be an inspiration, a positive role model for students just like myself, right? Because as a freshman in my undergrad, I struggled a lot with adjusting to life in college, right? And if it weren't for some of my resident assistants and even some peer tutors in the resource center down at Wheeling University, I wouldn't be able to be where I am today. Right, so it's really about me just wanting to be an inspiration for others. You know, that really pushed me to wanting to just even apply for something like academic coaching.
So when Professor McPherson came up here, he brought you up. What was, yeah, the process like? Did he like throw a good word in for you? Or so what all happened there?
Well, I want to say I was kind of here before Chris McPherson.
Okay.
But I had just. Since I've been here for three semesters, and every semester I've just simply applied for the academic coach position, right? And I guess this summer I got a bit lucky, mm-hmm, and I got you know, an email to come in for an interview, right? So it was basically me sending in my application, you know, I think attaching my resume to that, and then Chris seeing it, or whoever in the Learning Center seeing it, and they were able to reach out to me, and I went in for an interview, and I did the interview, you know, and thank God, and you know, I was able to get the job. So it was just basically an application process.
You said this is your first semester as an athletic coach, or?
No. This is my third semester as a student, but this is my first semester as an academic coach.
Oh, okay. Grad assistant. Yes. Gotcha. So, what's your work schedule like? Is it filled up a lot with a lot of coaching and helping students?
Let me say this. I set my own availabilities, mm-hmm. and what I've been doing is I've been setting my availabilities from 5 o'clock to 8 p.m. at night, Monday to Thursday. Because what that does is it gives students time, you know, when classes are done for the day, to come in and speak with me, right? So in terms of my availability, I'm trying to be as available as possible. So even besides the thing I'm doing outside of my job, like helping out Bridget Dawson and Chris McPherson with doing other things like presenting in classes, maybe doing sign-up sheets for college 101 programs. Besides that, I'm just trying to be in my office as regularly as possible. Because sometimes people come in and they explain problems that they might be having academically, right? And with me just being there, Chris is able to recommend them to come speak to me or make an appointment to see me. And just me being there and them seeing that I'm there and how committed I am has been working out well so far.
Well, we greatly appreciate both of you guys up here at West Liberty for helping out the students. And I also thank you guys for taking time out of your schedule to come into the studio. It means a lot. And if you ever need them, you two are in the Student Learning Development Center in the main building. East Wing? West Wing?
Main Hall, East Wing,
147.
Yes.
So I thank you guys for taking time out and coming in today. That's all I got for the questions for today. So I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.